You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Another day with an air quality alert. It runs through midday today with warnings still out for those susceptible to breathing issues. While it's not great here, it's worse where the smoke is coming from. Almost 30,000 Canadians have had to flee their homes as wildfires run rampant. The air quality maps show parts of eastern and southern Wisconsin as having some of the worst conditions among areas tested across the globe. Milwaukee is lawyering up to fight the Trump administration over federal funding threats. The Common Council this week authorized seeking outside legal help after being placed on a sanctuary jurisdiction list. The Department of Homeland Security has since removed the list. City leaders say they fear losing additional grants for transportation and green infrastructure projects. The move by the council this week allows the city attorney to hire outside counsel for litigation related to public grants. Negotiations have gone nowhere, and now Governor Evers and the GOP say talks are off. The news of the impasse came last night. Lisa Hale has more about what's ahead.
If lawmakers don't pass a new budget by the end of June, current spending levels will continue. A drawn-out impasse into the late summer or fall would not be welcomed by Wisconsin's local governments or school districts, who need to know what their shared revenue and general school aid payments will be for their own budget planning. The last time that happened was in 2007, when then-Governor Jim Doyle and Republican lawmakers finally reached a compromise in October.
The Humane Society has severely reduced adoption fees. It's due to what their officials call crisis-level capacity problems at its Milwaukee and other shelters across the state. Dogs over 6 months old are now just $75 to adopt, while other dogs cost only $25 through next Wednesday. The organization says they're caring for nearly 400 dogs statewide. Milwaukee area Medicaid recipients and their caregivers will be outside Senator Ron Johnson's Milwaukee office today. A statement from Citizen Action of Wisconsin says those speaking will dispute the senator's characterization of some getting assistance as grifters. The protest comes after Johnson suggested at the Milwaukee Press Club that Medicaid cuts would only harm those involved in waste, fraud, and abuse. June is a month of celebrations, and law enforcement has a special observation of their own. Melissa Kay has more.
The State Patrol's law of the month for June is to avoid reckless driving. This includes one or more of the following behaviors: speed, improper lane changes, distracted driving, and erratic or aggressive behaviors. In 2024, 138 people died and more than 3,000 were hurt in more than 5,600 reckless driving crashes in Wisconsin. Two out of three of these crashes involved speed or distracted driving. The tragedies that can result from reckless driving are preventable. The Wisconsin State Patrol urges drivers to follow posted speed limits, avoid distractions, and be patient on the road.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WAUKradio.com.
A Brewers win in Cincinnati. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers with a 9-1 victory over the Reds yesterday. They won the series 2-1. Manager Pat Murphy pleased with lefty D.L. Hall and his three-inning performance, allowing just one hit to get things started.
Yeah, I think he's since he's been a starting pitcher, I think he's become more of a complete pitcher, and that's kind of cool. He's really become a pitcher, at least he showed today. That's some very capable hitters over there.
The Brewers open a weekend series tomorrow night in Milwaukee against the Padres. In men's college baseball, UW-Whitewater beat the Messiah Falcons from Pennsylvania 21-5 to clinch the Division III College World Series. It's the third time Whitewater has won the national title. Basketball, game one of the NBA Finals tonight. The Oklahoma City Thunder hosts the Indiana Pacers, led by Therese Halliburton, a graduate of North High School in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
on your entertainment beat. I'm Pete Schwabba. Lots to see this weekend in the theaters if you need a break from the beautiful weather. The biggie is from the world of John Wick, Ballerina, the latest installment in the John Wick franchise. Anna de Armas will carry the torch from Keanu Reeves as the franchise's protagonist. The plot of the movie is there will be violence, vengeance, insane stunts, and people will die horrible deaths, and it will be awesome. At the time of this reading, Wes Anderson's The Phoenician Scheme opens this weekend, starring Benicio del Toro. The film is getting a 78% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're in the mood for an exorcism or Al Pacino, check out The Ritual, a film where two priests with different backgrounds join forces to save a young girl. No reviews in yet. And finally, a movie with sharks and serial killers? Yes, please. The film is Dangerous Animals and a story about a surfer who is abducted by a shark-obsessed serial killer. Yeah. 84% on RT. Let's go to the movies. The Hunt for Osama Bin Laden is a ratings jackpot for Netflix, but not to be outdone is The Hunt for Michael J. Fox's Guitar from Back to the Future. The film is about to celebrate its 40th anniversary in just a few weeks on July 3rd. As you may remember, Michael J. Fox's character, Marty McFly, famously played Johnny B. Goode at the Enchantment Under the Sea high school dance. Fox rocked the crowd with a red Gibson, which was never seen again. The team of guitar-searching showbiz mercenaries includes Fox, co-star Leah Thompson, Christopher Lloyd, who played Doc, and rock star Huey Lewis. They all appear on camera in a new documentary called Lost to the Future. You too can be part of this manhunt, as they are making an appeal to the public to help in the search. Anyone with leads on the guitar's whereabouts can call 1-888-345-1955 or send a message to www.losttothefuture.com. Critics love The Pit, and so does George Clooney. The medical drama starring Noah Wiley, who also executive produces, is a hit for the streamer Max. Not that it needs help, as people are flocking to it, but it's never a bad thing when you get a celebrity endorsement from your pal George Clooney. Clooney and Wiley starred together on NBC's hit medical drama ER in the 90s. Clooney appeared on Late Night with Seth Meyers and heaped praise on his pal Wiley. Audiences seem to love it, so if you like medical dramas, check it out. If you like golf and comedy, there is a new show starring Owen Wilson you should probably check out. The episodic is called Stick, and tells the story of Wilson, who plays a washed-up pro golfer who is given another chance by coaching a talented up-and-comer. Check out new episodes of Stick, which drop Tuesday nights on Apple TV. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly to mostly cloudy by a little later this afternoon. Our high today, 67, with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 54. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 65. Saturday, partly cloudy, with a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.